Maybe the show isn't funny quite as often as it should be. And maybe things don't change enough to be called creativity. To those who think that this show's the best, what the fuck is wrong with you? NEAS Sound Podcast. NEAS Sound Podcast.
Woo-wee, back for another one, Ben.
Hey. We're back.
Yeah. So, okay. We're going to try to do bigger energy off the top. That was kind of the thing going around in all of the, you know, the group emails and everything. That was a lot of the buzzword that was going to be high energy. We were looking in the beginning of the show, but I guess somebody didn't get the memo. Somebody did not get the memo. So, Ben, what's happening with you? How are things with you? Anything exciting at all that's ever happened in your life one single time?
I'm good. I did lots of improv stuff.
Yes, and what else?
But
you get it?
Yeah.
I'm not sure that I've ever used that one. That's a good joke. You did improv comedy.
Well, first I went to watch improv, and I went with all the people from I'm starting to forget it now. Hello, it's for you. Okay, I think that's it.
Ben, that's a very interesting story for me to poop on.
I gotta change. Can you hand me? We're gonna do this mid podcast. I gotta change headphones. Can you hand me those black headphones? Those are your classic studio headphones. Those are your Sennies, your Sennheisers. I bought these new ones, in ears. And let me tell you, folks, these are crap. I buy cheap ones because my cat chews through them all the time, and I don't use them that often, except for occasionally doing stuff like this. Let me just check out here.
Suck my tits, Banny boy.
Okay, good. Yeah, I can hear that perfectly. You can hear that, Ben?
Yeah, I can hear it.
Okay, we're back, baby. Great. Okay, I can hear the show perfectly now, so I'm all good. So what was you were talking about some sort of shit you were doing with the hello, thanks for you, you're welcome for coming?
Yeah.
What is hello...
It's for you. Okay.
And are you working with them again? Are you guys back? I know you guys have had a falling out that I invented in my head.
We didn't do improv, but we watched, we went to improv festival.
And you hate that, right? We've had this discussion before, right? You were like, oh, they want to go watch the shit. We want to perform it, right? Didn't that happen before?
We had this conversation. Because I wanted to be in that. Because that was like a festival you could just like sign up for easily.
They basically would let any geek off the street.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so you said, hey, that's... no qualifications? Yeah. Hey, I'm your guy. I hear you. Yeah, that's... I understand. So this one that you're going to...
This one's like harder to get into.
Vancouver...
International Improv Festival.
So you have to send a video in something. And they have to watch it and say like, yeah, that's good.
Yeah. They should have a different name though, because if you say it, it sounds the same as the film festival.
Yeah.
It's like VIF or like VIF.
VIIF. Yeah. How do you even pronounce it? It's not great. It's not great. Vancouver International. How about this? No, it's too close. I was going to say Vancouver International Festival of Improv, Viffy.
Yeah, I think that's better.
But Viffy is kind of like, you got Viff. Hey, you like Viff? Check out Viffy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could do that. I could do it. I could probably help them out. Yeah, I could probably help them out a little bit with some of their slogans and stuff like that, you know. So, okay.
Well, before we went to a pizza place, but then, well, it was like walk-in only, and it was a busy place. But I live close, so I said I'd go there early. And then I went like 50 minutes before.
Do you say 50? 5-0?
5-0.
5-0. 15 minutes before, you're not even doing your duty there at all. But 50-5-0. So you're, what time, what's the posted time that you guys are going to hang out together?
6.
6 o'clock. Whoa, holy shit. Can you get any more basic on your dinner time? Oh, what time you want to go for dinner? Oh, I don't know, 6 o'clock, like every other fucking person in the world. God, get it more original dinner time, am I right?
The show is at 7:30.
The show is at 7:30. What would you have gone with everyone? I would have gone just to muck it up at 5:45, had a little more time, spend a little bit more time with everybody, you know, to hang out with them and get to know them a little bit. But you don't want to know them, right? Like, do
yeah,
you know
I
what
know
any?
Them pretty well.
Do you know what any? No, okay. Let me ask you. You think you know them pretty well? You said. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay, so let me ask. So what is? Pick one and just say their first. Like, what are the initials of each of them? How many people are in this group?
Four other people.
Four other people. So it's five people. Okay. So what are their initials?
A-H.
A-H. No, not their, not that, like just the first initial of each of their name.
Oh, A D E J.
A D E J, Jade. J A D E, Jade. Okay, so let's say we're going to take J. We're going to take J now. What does J do for a living?
She's a interior designer.
He's making it up. He's like, I will give him credit. He just looked at me with this little smirk like, don't fucking say anything, dude. Just keep your mouth shut. Play it cool. They're only hearing audio.
Something related to that.
See, I told you. He now knows well enough to lie, though, just confidently. I will give him credit for that. Like, in the moment where he's not, he's like, I'm not just going to, like, freeze up and be like, I don't know. You know, so he did.
I went to her book party because she wrote an interior design book.
Okay, so that's one where you were sort of forced into knowing something about it. You know, you didn't have to inquire in any way about that. Okay, so let's move on to A now. What does A do for a living? Don't lie about this. Be honest. What does A do?
He's retired.
What the fuck?
He's like...
Hang on. Like, just a group that's an old guy.
He's like not that old. He's like,
come on.
I think he's like early 40s.
Well, then I hate this guy. I hate this guy's guts. What are you talking? This is maddening. We hate A around here. What? How? Can you explain to me how? What did he do? How did he make his money?
He was an accountant.
That's not even like, you shouldn't be able to make that much money that you can retire when you're 41. He's invested or whatever, right? He's
like, yeah.
He probably fucking made it on the backs of fucking you and I, working class people. This motherfucker, he probably did a bunch of real estate investing, right? In the Lower Mainland? Is that what happened? Be honest.
I don't think so.
Don't try to cover for your friend A. You know what my nickname for him is? A-hole. And I don't even mind saying it either. I do not mind saying that at all. I do not mind it. Okay, well, hey, this motherfucker, early 40s, like that's like a my age. Like I'm like 38. Like that's like close to my age. This person is close to my age. Retired. Living in Vancouver, retired.
Yeah.
This is a rich guy that you're hanging out with.
Yes, sort of.
What the fuck, man? What's your issue? How'd you get mixed up with this rich fucking guy, retired at 40? You know that because he told you, not because you asked, right?
Yeah,
he told you. He tells every fucking person he's ever met. Best believe the fucking person who fucking, you know, who's bus driver every morning knows that he's retired, you know, at the age of 41. Every person he's ever encountered his entire life. 41, I'm making him 41 now in my head. So he was an accountant. This guy does comedy?
Yeah, he does improv.
How the fuck
sketch.
Does he know what's fucking funny? How does he know what funny is? Fuck, man. This guy, I'm really pissed about this. Really pissed. I am pissed off to find out that he's probably comes from money as well, I'm guessing. Like, it is so expensive to live in Vancouver. To be retired in Vancouver and be like, yeah, I'm just going to live in Vancouver for the rest of my, like, 40 or 50 more years now without having to work at all anymore. You have to be extremely wealthy to be able to do that. Not just like, oh, you've made a couple of good investments or whatever. Like, you have to have, like, tens of millions of dollars. Like, is he maybe not actually retired and he's maybe like, is he tall tall tales or something? I gotta ask you more about this guy when we're not doing the podcast. All right, let's move on to D. So what does D do for a living?
He works for the government. I can't really remember.
Wait a second. I just realized something. We say the name of the group. You could probably look it up and they can see the names of the people, right?
It's fine.
Fuck. No, I don't want to be doing that. He works for the government?
Say anything bad.
Works for the government?
I think an environmental thing.
Well, that's what he says. He's probably writes parking tickets. Do you know what I mean? Like, he's like at the top of like figuring out like we gotta do 90 parking tickets today. He's like makes them do parking. He doesn't write them. He like makes them do them. He's like, you gotta do all these parking tickets today. And then he tells everyone, yeah, I'm in the environmental department. Okay, so
well, our improv group has no like social media or anything.
Okay, that's good. That's good for an improv. I've learned that's very, very good. You don't want to get your... If you get your name out there too much, it's like, God damn, what the fuck's next? What do you do next? You know what I mean? Literally, what are you even supposed to do once everyone, you know, knows about it? So, E, what does E do for a living? I know what E does for a living. He's the manager for Vinny Chase. That's a killer... like an absolutely massive what's that show called?
Is that Entourage?
Entourage reference. Oh, yeah. The Entourage heads are gonna be like, oh yeah. You know Vinny Chase's manager's name is E. You know that.
She's an animator.
She's an animator. Okay. All right, so you do know what they do for a living. Now did you, because I made fun of you about not knowing anything about that, was a different group.
Maybe I learned more.
The
I feel like stand-ups.
Sketch group. Yeah, it was the sketch group.
Too many people.
Yeah,
and I don't really do stuff with them.
Yeah, I think. But I was just wondering if maybe my, you know, like it led to you trying. Like, do you ever ask them what they do, or did it come up in a different way?
I think everyone. Probably I didn't ask, but
you didn't ask.
Someone like asked in a group.
Somebody asked in front, like basically, like okay, I got it. Like you were there, and somebody asked, and you overheard.
Yeah.
They didn't even necessarily want you to know the information. We can't even say that for sure. They answered in front of you though, so they didn't care that you had the information, I guess. All right, so okay, so you're going to this. You show up early. 50 minutes, 5-0, not 1-5.
Yeah.
And this is at, what kind of place is this?
Like an Italian pizza place.
An Italian pizza place. Okay. I wonder which one it is. You know what I mean? I don't want to ask. You're going to say it?
Should I? I think it's fine.
Actually, fucking say it. I'm moving out of the neighborhood. I don't even care at all anymore. I literally move in 10 days.
It's Fia Tavere.
Fia Tavere. No one's going to look that up. It's too, like,
Italian, you know what I mean? It's like everyone's already forgot to like Fia Vitalia. It's already gone from everyone's brain. Okay, so this is a fancy place, it sounds like.
Yeah, sort of.
It's pretty fancy. What is old A's pulling out his big fat fucking crypto wallet to pay for it or what? Hey, it's does he pay for a lot of shit at least?
No.
He doesn't fucking pay for stuff. What the fuck, man? He knows everybody. Well, actually, you guys all have jobs. Normally, like, it's like comedians are like really struggling. You know, you guys all seem to have jobs that are not like placement, you know, like placeholder jobs. You guys all
improv
have-
people usually are more of them like have jobs.
They can work with
like,
people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stand ups oftentimes really try to make it. There's also like, because there's like this idea when you're like doing stand up that like, oh, you should like have such a bad life. It's part of being a stand up, man. You should be out sleeping on your friend's couch when you're like 36 years old. And like that's like part of the life of a stand up. And it's like, well, then do a different life because that's a bad life. Sorry, no disrespect to me meant by that. But that's the way I feel when they're like, hey, it's part of the life. It's like, okay, I'll just do a different life then. There's so many different ones you can do.
Improv's easier to just like do like once a week as like a hobby.
Yeah, you can do it. You can go hobby mode on it a little bit more and people don't take it so seriously. Yeah, a lot of people take stand up really seriously. Man, we're the last true truth tellers. What are you talking about? Okay, so you're there early at this fancy Italian spot, about to go full Dutch, even though one guy's got fucking 9 Corvettes.
Well, they said like half an hour. So then
they said, what do you mean?
It'd be ready in half an hour.
The table would be ready in half an hour. So now are you thinking? Are they going to seat you without your party, your full party?
Yeah, so, I texted people to if they could come earlier, and then, one person replied.
Who are we talking? Who was it?
Jay.
Shout out to Jay for coming. Well, definitely not A. He's fucking out on the golf putting green, indoor putting green, like, his phone buzzes, and he sees Ben, and he goes, ugh. And he tries to sink his little putt.
He said he was going to look at an apartment to rent.
Yeah.
But then,
sorry? Why is he renting? Is this place like having construction? I rent. I'm not trying to pass any judgment on that, but it's just, if you're retired, I don't know. I feel like you want to have some property or you want to be like living in a place that you own and you're not paying monthly into, like, it doesn't seem like a great retirement model unless it's like in for the intern while his place is getting like remodeled or like he bought a new place and it's not ready yet.
Well, he said he was going to be late because he was looking at that place, but then he still came late, but he said he didn't go to the place. He decided not to look at it. But then he still came like 45 minutes late.
He still showed up late. That's the way they act, those kind of people. Now, what kind of car does he drive?
He had like a, I think it's like a Chevy SUV.
It's pretty fucking regular. Maybe he's smart and fruit, you know, but that seems, I don't know if this guy is like retired. This guy might be he might be a liar, right? Some people are. So you got to be careful of that. Does he strike you as someone who, you know what I mean? Like, you can get that read off of someone. Does he strike you as someone who could be like, you know, kind of maybe like embellishing on things or whatever?
I don't think so. No, I don't think he's like super rich. I think, but he has like enough money to live off.
Well, okay. Again, I'm not going to listen. I'm not going to enough money to live off of is one thing. He's got to live for a long time. the cost of living in this city is very, very high. So your cost of living over the course of a year is very high. So you have to have a lot of money if you plan to retire at the age of 40. I'm not going to keep going over this. All the financial people, all of the accounting people and stuff, they're all like, Chris is brilliant. Listen to him. He's brilliant. He's got this all down pat. But yes, if you want to retire, I will say it again, at the age of 40, you're going to hope to live for at least 40 more years. That's a lot. You have to have millions of dollars to do that. So any sort of a retort on that or?
Well, yeah, that's true. But I think he's like spending slowly.
Okay. Yeah. But I mean, rent.
You still have to have a lot.
Your rent, your groceries, your like whatever it is. Anyways, it sounds, I don't want to get too deep into this. Well, you were telling a story. Was this part of a story? Oh, sorry. I'll put your story.
That's kind of an aside, but.
Okay. But I'll put your story. Should I put your story music back on? Like, are you telling?
Yeah,
okay.
Sure. Well, they said 30 minutes. So then I asked if people could get there early. Only one person replied.
And that was our friend Jay.
You
can count on Jay for stuff like that. Not like hey. Sorry.
Well, then they called me and no one was there yet.
Mm-hmm.
But then they said they would. I said, like, if I, like, start over, how long would it be? And then they said they could get me, like, the next table.
Okay. Then, so you kind of said, hey. Can I get back on the list? And they said, yeah, no problem. We'll put you on, but we're not going to put you at the bottom. Don't worry.
Yeah.
As soon as one's ready. This is what they told you. Okay.
Well, they said 15 or 20 more minutes, and then everyone got there, like, a little bit early, and then it took, like, 30 minutes, so that, like, worked out. That was, like, the original time.
Okay, so not so bad. Nobody was mad at you?
No.
Not even A-hole? A-hole wasn't fucking mad. Okay.
Well, he didn't know. He came like...
He did. Who
does
he know?
He came at like 6:45.
Yeah, he fucking rolls in whatever the fuck time he wants to half past when the fuck ever. You know what I mean? Half past a dick's ass. This guy rolls in. Hey, what's up? Hey, sweetheart. That's what he says to the server. Hey, sweetheart. Give me a fucking... I've got to imbibe on some fucking Pappy Van Winkle. That's the best Scotch whiskey. Have you ever even heard of Pappy Van Winkle?
No.
You haven't even heard of it. God, that's what you're like. This guy, meanwhile, I drink the stuff like it's freaking, I drink it, put it in my cereal. And this guy hasn't even heard of it before. Pappy. It's Pappy or nothing for me. Okay, so is anything interesting happen at this dinner? Oh, was the show at that place?
No, it's like a 5-minute walk away.
Very close to there. Okay. I know where it probably was. But I won't say. Was it at the place I would think it would be at? It's like a theater?
Yeah. Okay. It's the Improv Festival's there every year.
Oh, okay. Well, we don't have to be a dick about it. God.
Suck my tits, Banny boy.
Fuck, man. Yeah, it's fucking there every year, idiot.
Suck my tits, Banny boy.
Okay, so it's not impressive that you fucking figure that out, dude. It's there every year. You're not fucking impressive. So you're having pizza. What's happening at the dinner?
Someone got like a salad and it was like really tall.
You got
a regular.
You got a tall salad?
Someone else did.
You got a tall
salad? Ben, what the fuck are you on about, and you then, little fucker?
A came and ordered a pizza, and then he got another, like, bowl of arugula. So then there's, like, a lot of arugula.
Too much arugula?
Yeah.
A overdoes it with the arugula. Big surprise. Now, you got a salad?
Oh, well, I didn't get it. Someone else did.
The tall salad.
Yeah.
So you didn't. I thought you said you got it. Okay. But what did you get?
I got a margarita pizza.
You got it. Okay. So this is how fucking much this guy loves drinking. He's just like at the fucking pizza store and he's just like, oh man, I want a fucking pizza, but I also want a margarita. Hey, chef, can you whip me up something? He has a fucking margarita pizza. It doesn't work that well because the part's hot and the margarita's got to be really cold. So it melts pretty quick and it's all sloppy and wet. But he enjoyed it. So you had a full pizza to yourself?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck me. Band on fucking beefed it again.
Yeah. So, but it was like a personal pizza. It was meant for a single, or do you think
it was? It was like, it's pretty big. It was like thin.
So, okay. So a big,
like
thin,
a medium sized pizza.
And you ate the whole thin thing.
Yeah.
Like in front of the whole group.
Yeah, everyone got their own pizza.
Everyone had their own. So everyone was engaged in this.
Yeah.
Except for A, who also had to have the arugula, right?
Yeah, and I had an Aperol spritz. No one else.
You had a what?
A cocktail.
Well, I know, but what kind?
An Aperol spritz.
An Aperol spritz?
Aperol.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's like a type. Is that a type of alcohol?
Yeah.
It's like, it sounds like
cure.
It. I don't like it. Did you say it's Aperol?
It has Aperol and
no, Prosecco, but the reason I don't like I don't like Aperol. Is Aperol alcoholic?
Yeah,
because it sounds like somebody like misremembering, like being like, I want to drink with some, what's it called again? Fucking Aperol. And then they're like, no, alcohol. And they're like, oh, yeah, yeah. That's what it sounds like to me, and that's why I don't like it. It sounds like a baby. Like, you know, like, I want some Aperol. Right?
Yeah.
Because they might think, because a baby thinks all liquid is apple juice, kind of, because they only know apple juice. So they're like, I want some Aperol. So that's why they're saying it. The baby in my story, that's why they're saying it. Ban.
Well, no one else drank.
That's fucking embarrassing. So what happened? Was it like discussed before? Like, or you just ordered and then like when were you in the ordering? What number were you?
Like first or second? Well, most of them usually don't drink, but I just really wanted an Aperol spritz from there.
Yeah.
Is that good there?
I need my Aperol. my little Aperol spritz. I need my Aperol spritz. Oh, please. Can you give it to me with a straw? Okay, so
it had a little orange slice.
It had a little orange slice in it? That's cute. So it's like making it clear, like, this is an alcoholic beverage. This man is drinking alone at a table of five. Give it up for the guy drinking alone at a table of five. They start singing. They come by with, like, you know, they sing like for your birthday, but they come by with a cake that says like drinking alone on it. And they start singing a song about being lonely and drinking alone. So does anybody say anything like, oh, Ben, drinking alone, are we?
No, not really.
They're used to it, right?
Someone asked what it was.
He said Aperol spritz, and then they thought, what's up with Ben? Why did he call the alcohol Aperol? All right, so any other stories happened this week, or did anything else happen that evening? Anything else funny, good, interesting,
different? Well, I did one other thing, but I got like a Nutella dessert. It was like a cinnamon donut.
You got a Nutella dessert?
Yeah.
I'm never impressed with Nutella desserts. You know why? I could just get Nutella at the grocery store. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I never think to buy it. I usually just get it if it's
I have some up in the thing. I have some. Sometimes I'll put it onto like a protein pancake in the morning with some walnuts on there or something. It's pretty good. But
I have to pee a lot right now.
What? He's leaving. He's left the podcast. Like, that's not professional. That's not a professional way to be. He's gone to pee. And by the way, he was like, sort of like, seemed like he was trying to cork his ass. Like, I don't know if it's just a number one is my point. I think it might be number two we're dealing with. And he's done. And it, before you say, oh, no, he's not going to take a crap at your one bedroom apartment in the bathroom that's right beside the fucking kitchen and everything. No, he wouldn't do that. No, guess what? You'd be wrong because he's done it before. Yes, he has done that one time before. And also what I'm realizing now, he never sent me a clip. What the fuck is his problem? When he comes out of the bathroom, I'm gonna smack it in the ass. What? Hey, listen. I just realized something while you were gone, you know, pissing out of your dick. You didn't send me a clip.
I couldn't think of one.
You couldn't think of one? Like, there's like a billion clips. And you just have to bring one. Was it the third week?
Yeah.
Maybe fourth week. Maybe first week. Yeah,
fourth
week.
I didn't bring one the first week.
So now you're 50% now you've brought them. That's interesting. Okay. So you got anything else? Something else happened to you, you said?
Well, the rest of that night we went to the show, and then I didn't really like the first group, and then I liked the second group. And then we went to another bar, but and also no one drank, but there's one other friend that wasn't at the dinner but came to the show. That was someone else's friend.
That drank?
And he drank.
Thank God for you, eh? you were just like, hey, what's up? Hey, Brayden. Yeah, Brayden's like, who's that guy? He goes, you just wanted to use him. Hey, what, can I buy you a round? You know, meanwhile, he's not buying him a round. He just says that.
He was also bald and had a beard, and he like commented about that a few times.
That's cool. I've been to a bar with this guy before. He's like, I'll buy you a round. And then he doesn't buy it. Like, he just doesn't put it on his card. It's really weird. It's a real weird move to do. Okay, can you get to this thing that happened that was raving about
day,
this?
I went to an improv.
Hang on.
I went to an improv jam with a whole different group of people.
Wow. Okay, this is big news. In the improv world, this is known as improv cheating. When you go with another group and you're doing yes ands with them and getting all dirty with them and, ooh, let's do the one where our hands go and I play my hands are like your hands and you got no control over it. Ooh, yeah. So this is kind of a fucked up thing to do. And it's considered to be really fucked up in the improv world. It's not actually considered. People hate it. People look down on it a lot. What led you to do this?
They had a jam organized and they have like a WhatsApp group.
Mm-hmm. How'd you sneak into the WhatsApp group?
My girlfriend goes to it sometimes.
Your girlfriend. So you're like a boy, like, oh, that's like one of the people that we like. That's like just like her boyfriend. She comes a lot. She's really fun. She's great, but that's her boyfriend. So he comes sometimes as well.
She couldn't make it that time. Some of the people I met at like a party that I went to with her.
But that's fucked up that you're who's that? That's her. Oh, that's. Yeah, that's her boyfriend. He just came by himself. It's so fucking weird. It's like, why? It's like, no one's talking to him. How does the improv jam work, by the way? Like, what does that mean for somebody like me? Somebody, you know, who gets laid? No.
Well, it was in like a dance studio.
That's badass. You know what I would have said?
What?
Probably I would have got some laughs. I would have said, I hope nobody's dancing on our graves. You know, that's what I would have opened with when I walked into the
that's good.
Dance studio. Thanks.
It's like in a mall sort of.
It was kind of in a mall.
Yeah.
It's kind of in a dance studio sort of in a mall. Okay.
We had to take off our shoes because it was a dance studio.
you had to take off your shoes. Okay, so let's hear more about this.
They're pretty organized and good. It was sort of like a class. We just did like warm up exercises, and then we did short scenes, and then we did long form.
And then we got a Cinnabon. Classic mall thing, right?
Yeah.
Cinnabon, good mall reference. So this was like, it was in a mall, and that's what we're more interested, like, as the listener, myself, we're not interested in like the class or whatever happened, like, oh, we did this. We're more interested in the mall and the fact that it was in a mall and that it was sort of in a mall.
Well, someone could see their bike out the window and their front wheel got stolen.
Okay. So, but what kind of a mall was it?
Well, it's like, there's like a grocery store and a London Drugs and like a...
London Drugs is a drugstore, like a Rexall or something, or like a Dwayne Reed in America. It's one of our places. Don't be fooled. It's not London. It's London Drugs.
And there's like a big circle in the middle.
Okay.
That's like indoors.
Okay. So it's sort of... I gotcha. Okay. All right. And so you're in a dance studio there that you've rented. Somebody's gone ahead and rented this out to do an improv jam.
Yeah.
But this is for practice.
Yeah.
Nobody's there watching.
No.
And how many people show up at the improv jam?
9.
So when you show up there, how many people are there when you get there?
Well, I went into like the middle of the mall thing and I didn't know where it was. So then I texted the guy who ran it, and then so I was the first one there, and then he showed up, and then I saw
him. No. No, not the first one after him. You were there before him.
Because I wasn't sure where to go, so I thought I should be there a little bit early.
This motherfucker got there before anybody. So, like, the organizer gets there, is like, oh, you're like... you're like her boyfriend. Oh yeah, cool man, thanks for coming. Very cool that you came, even though she couldn't make it. Very, very cool of you to show up anyways. Did not think you would be here, just considering the fact that she's not here, and that's kind of your connection to the whole thing. But very cool that you showed up, and hell, you got here first, man. That's very cool. I love to get here and see someone waiting for me. And actually, what my favorite is when that person gets there early and then texts me to see where I am and pressures me into getting there quicker.
And then, he wanted to get coffee, and then I just, like, followed him.
Oh, God, this is fucking brutal. Like, this is brutal. Do you know what I mean? Like, as a human being, we can all feel this brutalness, and it's cool that you'll talk about it. It's cool that you're just so open to talk about it, because it's similar to the, you know, having a conversation with the improv teacher, asking him why they failed. I mean, it's just like, you're listening to it, you're just like, this one's less severe. Like the one where you're looking at them and you're so close, because we all know how small the tables are at a coffee shop. You're so close to him. That one, but this is just a little like that idea of like, he's just there early. He doesn't know where he's supposed to be going. He doesn't know the thing very well. He's texting. The guy shows up, but he's not even ready to go yet. He's just like, I want to get a coffee. He doesn't want to do it with him. He just wants to. It's his whole and fucking routine.
There's
that
another guy from the jam already at the coffee shop when we went there.
I see. So he knew that's protocol. If you show up early, you go to a coffee shop, because buddy's going to go there for his classic coffee, you know? Now you know for next time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So how did it go?
It went pretty well. It was like 2 hours and 45 minutes. It felt pretty long. I was kind of tired after 2 hours.
Oh, 2 hours and 45 minutes? I mean, that is horrifying to hear. That's like the film RRR. That's how long that is. And I don't think it's as good as that, right? It's probably not as good as the movie RRR.
No.
Have you seen RRR?
No.
What the fuck? Go watch it.
Yeah, I should.
No, please. Do it. It's part of what your thing is here, and I do give you money for it. So, but I'm not. You should. I'm saying, find it. It is kind of rude to make it, is because it's long, and you have like a job and a life. So
I could watch it. I could watch it.
Okay, if you can find the time.
It looked good, but I forgot.
I'm not going to force you. It's a wonderful, incredible movie. You'll go wild for it, you know? But I'm not going to force you because I forgot that you're not like a lousy do-nothing comic like me, and you have a lot of things to do. Listen, I'm busy too now. Let's be honest. I'll be honest with you. I have my channel. I have the guys podcast. I have the stream as well. I also have a pregnant gal friend. I'm moving. I have a dog. I'm definitely busy. There's no doubt about it. I'm not lazing around all the time. Like some people would have you believe. Ben, I know you've been spreading that around. So Ben,
I watched two like shorter movies. So that's like 3.5 combined.
Yeah. Well, hey, there's a 3.5-hour movie coming out this week, Killers of the Flower Moon.
I'm going to Seattle this weekend. Maybe I should watch it there.
I'm
going to
watch it here on Thursday. When do you leave?
Saturday.
Do you want to go Thursday and watch it?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Never mind. You got to work.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do your movie reviews. So, we could watch it Thursday night. Like 7 or something like that. There is a showing at 7, but I was going to go in the daytime because it's just so long. Do you know what I mean? Like you go the 7:30 one and it's over at like 11:15 or some shit.
Yeah, that's late.
That is late. All right, here we go. Ben's movie reviews. He watched two movies, as he mentioned. How did you end up watching these ones?
One, I just wanted to watch a horror movie. And then I got a 2-month free trial for Mubi, and it has I don't know how to describe.
Like movies?
Yeah. It has like foreign films.
I see.
So yeah, I watched a French one.
Yeah, I'd never heard of this one either before. So never heard of either of these. So I don't really know what compels you in this world sometimes, but it's interesting to find out. So the first one is The Boogeyman. So I don't never heard of it. I mean, I've heard of the concept of The Boogeyman. Ben gave it 3.5 stars. It means he hated it. Just in case you're wondering, if you're new to the show, that is as low as he'll get. I don't know if he's ever given a lower review than that. He hated the film. So 3.5 stars, The Boogeyman, 2023. It was a bit scary, but mostly predictable. It's a generic horror movie, so you hate it. You didn't like this movie, right?
No, not really.
It wasn't. You're just nice in your reviews. You don't like to go lower than 3.5. Just in case a filmmaker comes along and sees it. I get it. But this is not something you would recommend. Can you tell me what it's about, basically? Tell me the general premise of it.
Like, the boogeyman lives under the girl's bed.
Yeah, I know.
It's like
that's the whole thing of the boogeyman.
Yeah, it's kind of like a big spider that it can only survive in the dark and it tries to kill people.
Okay. Cool. But sounds pretty scary.
For some reason, their house didn't have any lights that they could turn on.
Ah, that's an issue right there. You know, that's an issue. Yeah. You're going to have a lot of issues if you got no lights, because you're going to have a lot of boogeymans, a lot of everything that sort of creeps around in the dark. All right. Well, next movie is Everybody Loves Jean, or Tout le monde aime Jean. That's my showcasing my French, my brilliant French. This is a French film that Ben, why did you get this free trial of Mubi on Mubi?
From VIF.
From VIF. Oh, I see. From the Vancouver International Film Festival. Okay. That's the one Ben and I went and watched a movie there, and it was the one that he thought was pretty good, but I did not think it was as good. This one, 4 stars, so didn't love this one either. It was fun and interesting to watch, but not that much happens. You have the gall. You have the fucking gall. There aren't that many big events or changes. Hello, mirror calling. Hello, are you talking into a mirror, sir? Except for the fun and interesting part. Not that much happens. There aren't that many big change events or changes. This is your life.
Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe it was a little bit too, hit a little bit too close to home, perhaps. All right. Well, hey, Ben, we've hit 45 minutes and, you know, I'm looking to get out of here pretty quick. Looking to go grab some food myself. You got anything else that you want to talk about this week on the pod?
I made a Blue Sky account.
Ben, shut it or I'll shut it for you, jiggle tits.
Ben, you sound soft and flaccid.
It's a Ben the intern, the same as my other ones. I've never posted on it.
Thanks so much, everybody. Have a good week.
Maybe the show isn't funny.
Why even bother getting a Blue Sky?
Quite as often as it should be.
But a lot, but like when you walk down the street sometimes people are like,
and maybe
hey, do you want to come to the shop?
Change enough.
And they're trying to hand you a flyer, you can just say no.
To be called creativity.
Yeah. I don't know, just I mean I don't listen.
To those who think that this show's the best. What the fuck is wrong with you?
The guy who slept on my couch a long time ago.
NEAS Sound Podcast.
And Drill. And O'Drill.
NEAS Sound Podcast.
Bye.